This is Adam Gorney with the Respect My Decision podcast on Rivals here with new ASU interim coach Sean Aguano, and it's got to be just a crazy time for you. So let's get right into it. I won't take much of your time up. I know you're a busy guy. What's the last week been like for you, Sean?
Absolute chaos and craziness, but I've enjoyed every minute of it. And so, you know, now we have to get ready to go for USC this weekend.
You said at your introductory press conference that, you know, you go Utah, USC, Washington, and that's murderer's row for any situation, but you'd have it no other way. That mentality, is that just how you have to go into this?
And yeah, I think it's just how I approach life. You know, it's the what's next mentality, and you know, I love all the challenges, and you know, those challenges make you better. And so I want to make sure that even when I was a head coach at Chandler High School, I wanted to challenge the best in the country every year. And so that's the challenge that I put upon myself, and I bet on myself and our team, and I would have it any other way.
What's your day like now? Some coaches keep insane hours. Some have more reasonable hours. What is like your normal wake up time, get to the office, leave the office, and drive home time?
You know, I'm an early riser. I'm a 4:15 in the morning riser. I get to the office about 5:10 or so. I have about an hour and 15 minute workout, 5 minute steam. And then we have our coaches staff meeting at 7 o'clock. And so from then on, it's just a practice, evaluating practice, dealing with all the external things that come with being a head coach. And then I probably get home about 10:30, 11 at night.
Wow. It must be nice for your wife.
She's the rock of our family, trust me.
Right. I wish I had an hour workout in the morning. I tell my wife I do that, but I just sit on the phone and talk. So what was it like Saturday night for you to just run out with the team and be the coach, be the guy in charge of not only just a position group, but now the entire team?
It was an exhilarating experience for me, and an emotional one. You know, just knowing that the kids depend on you and the coaching staff, and they're looking at you, 115 eyes are waiting for their next assignment, per se.
Yeah.
And waiting for you to motivate them, and seeing how your reactions are on the field at the game time. And so there's a lot of kids, and I call them kids because they're still kids, that depend on you. And I want to make sure that I am the best role model for them.
You said when you got the job, you went home and you and your wife at the same time and said, "Oh crap." Oh crap.
That was nicely said. That was nicely said, Adam.
Yeah. Right. What was that moment like? Just like, wow, this is real now, you know?
You know, we both look at ourselves and you know, we both said together, "Oh crap." And then we talked a little bit about it. And then my wife reminded me that the kids need you more than anything, especially from a transition standpoint. And she's the tough one. You know, she's been a teacher for 25 years and she teaches English. So she's dealt with kids and she was a special education teacher prior to that. So she has experience too. That next morning at 4:15, I was rolling out of bed. She was like, "You better suck it up and get going." But she is the rock, and I'm so appreciative of her. And then she has to raise our four kids and be the rock for that family. So I got a good one, Adam.
This certainly hasn't been an easy transition in season and all that's been going on. How have you dealt it with the kids? What was kind of the message to those guys? You know, beyond you have 24 hours to grieve and you have to move on here. You have basically a whole season ahead of you.
Absolutely. The first thing was just to make sure that they knew that I loved them and I cared for them. That was the biggest part of it. The next thing was that I'm going to make subtle changes and let's get on board. And I'm going to do everything I can to have your back in everything we do. But understand that there's going to be an accountability level as well. But I don't think there's a secret to success in winning, especially with kids, and making sure that you care for them. You listen to them, especially at this age. And then you try to inspire them. And that's kind of the motto that our coaching staff and myself have taken. And the kids have responded pretty well.
What are some of those changes? It seems like maybe a little more physical at practice, maybe more getting after it. What is it for you that you feel like you need to put your little imprint on the program?
you know, I think the intensity at practice, like you said, the physicality at practice, the running and transitions. And if you're not running and you're not standing, you better be moving, doing something. And so that mentality and making sure that practice is harder than the game. So create chaos, organize chaos for our kids during the week, so the game is easier on Saturday.
Yeah. You were a head coach. This isn't exactly completely new to you. Are there differences between coaching on a high school field and a college field? Is it faster? Is there just a lot more going on and people around? Or is it kind of the same thing?
It is kind of the same thing because you're working in between the lines. Yeah. The external factors of all the administrative stuff is a little bit different at the collegiate level. You know, there's a lot of people asking for your time, and you need to make sure that from a management standpoint, you're there to take care of your kids. But the coaching part, the X's and O's, the strategy, all of that stuff is very similar, but at a faster pace.
I know you can't talk specifically about specific kids in recruiting, but in general terms, what has been the response you've gotten and what has been your outreach to say, hey, I'm here, we're going to get through this sort of together?
I have let and everybody know that Arizona High School is my main focus. There's a lot of kids, and Adam, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, there's a lot of kids that left Arizona that have been successful at other schools. And they left my school at Chandler when I was there and were successful. So I want to make sure that that is our main focus. Now you have an Arizona guy that understands the landscape of Arizona football, and I'm coming to get you. And so that's kind of the motto that we're going in and our recruiting focus.
Yeah, it has been a challenge. I mean, I could go down the numbers, and I'm sure you know them even better than I do. None in the top 50 the last few years of Arizona kids that stay home. And I think that there are built-in factors for that. A lot of schools have come into the state. But I also think there's like maybe has been at least a resignation that you can't keep them. How has that focus changed for you that we got to keep them here? That has to be priority number one.
You know, my mission and vision is from the recruiting department is this is going to be a main priority. And I think that is different from other staffs. And I'm going to be personally recruiting Arizona kids. And so they're here from me more than anybody else. And then the other part is understanding that I have relationships with the coaching staff, and they understand who I am as a person and who I am as a coach. And so I think that helps me in the long run. I want to make sure that we are not letting those kids out without a battle.
Yeah. Yeah. You said football is your life. This is all encompassing now, right? This is
absolutely.
Everything. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
And football, John, football has been my life. I mean, since I've been 9 years old, and it got me, my college is paid for because of it. Our whole life, and my kids have grown up on the football field on a Friday night on the field. And there's no better place than to be with dad on a football field and mom. And so football has been my life since I've been 5 years old.
That is ASU interim coach Sean Aguano here with Adam Gorney for the Respect My Decision podcast.